Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Wachim, Perigud Beis Mishnah Dalid. Kala Kaddishim, and we're referring to Kachay Kaddishim over here, where normally the skins go to the Kehanim. She'eri behem psul, if a psul took place, Kaidim lehav Shaitan, for whatever reasons, these karbanis became pasul before the animals were skinned, before the skin was taken off. Well, then the halacha is, the Kehanim don't get the ar. Ein arisim lekehanim. Their hides don't go to the Kehanim. What do we do with it? Well, Kachay Kaddishim that become pasul are burnt in a special place, and they're burnt together with the skin. Now, li'achar hevshetan, if the psul to the carbon happened after the skin was taken off, then are saying l'kayhanim, then the hides do go to the kayhanim. Amar Rabbi Chanina skana kayhanim, says Rabbi Chanina skana kayhanim. Miyamai, in all my days, l'ri'isi'ar, I never saw skin that was taken off an animal, yoitz l'beis ha'sreifa, being taken out to the place where these karbanis were burnt. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Chanina skana kayhanim. Never saw the behema and a detached skin being taken out to be burnt. So midvara, from his words, lamadnu, we can learn out, shamavshed es abchar, let's say someone, skins, abchar, which has a mum, v'nimsa treifa, and it turns out to be treifa, sheyayoysu akahanim ba'ori, that the kahanim may have enough from its hide. Okay, let's explain this. First of all, remember, there's a difference between a mum and treifa. A mum means the animal has a blemish. If this would stand be an animal that was shechted for supper, it's still kosher. A blemish doesn't passel chulin. Certain types of blemishes passel karbonis. What would passel chulin is if the animal doesn't just have a blemish, but it's treif. That means it has one of 48 different possibilities where because of this problem, al pidera chateva, the animal is not going to live for 12 months. Now, some of the treifas you don't know about till after you shech the animal and they look inside to see what's doing. Like, let's say there's a hole in the lung. You can't see that from the outside. Now, let's go back to what Chanina Skana Kanim is telling us. He never saw that they took an animal out to be burnt with the skin disconnected from the animal. Well, what would have happened if they shechted an animal and then took off the skin, looked inside, and they said, "Ay, it's treifa." When they skinned the animal, they didn't know it was treifa yet. Oh, so this carbon was possible all along. So we have to take it out lebeis treifa, and l'chayr, the skin should go out with it, but the skin would have been separate. It would have been detached from the animal. So how could it be that this never happened? How can Rav Chanina Skana Kanim say, "I never saw a skin go out lebeis treifa"? So it must be that if you realize an animal is treifa, after the carbon was skinned, the skin is takanat burnt, and it goes to the kayhanim. And that's what Rav Chanina is coming to teach us. Since I never saw loy reisi or yoytz lebeis hasreif, I never saw the skin go out lebeis hasreif once it was disconnected, it must mean that in such a case, the skin taka goes to the kayhanim. Even though the animal was really possible before the skinning, but at the time of the skinning, they didn't know yet it's possible. If you don't know that it's possible at the time of the skinning, it must be that it goes to the kayhan. Okay, so but where does a pchar come in over here? Well, a pchar, as we know, gets its kedusha as soon as it's born. And what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to give it to the kayhan. And the kayhan brings it as a carb. If the pchar gets a mum, can't bring it as a carb. What do I do with it? The kayhan can shecht it and eat the meat. And when he shechts it and he eats the meat, he also gets to keep the hide, gets to keep the skin. Okay, let's say I have a pchar. It has a blemish, I give it to the kayin is about to shecht it, and it dies. Well, let me tell you something else. Let's say the kayin shechts it, he thinks he's serving this for supper for his family, and he looks inside, he sees his treifa. So the shechita doesn't help. So both the meat and the hide of the pchar are asur behana, they have to be buried. Now, Zok Rabbi Akiva, if Rav Chanina Skana Kanim is telling us, in regard to karbanis, kachi kadashim karbanis, that if we shecht it, it looks okay, we skin it, and then inside, it's treifa. So Rav Chanina Skana Kanim is telling us he never saw skin separate from the animal being taken out to be burnt, so it must mean that if at the time we skin the animal we thought it's kosher, the skin still goes to the kayhanim. Oy bazoi. The same should be true in regard to a pchar. A pchar gets a blemish, it's given to the kayin, Let's say the kohen shechtes skins the animal, then sees it's treifa. Well, by now, the skin should belong to him, because at the time he skinned it, he didn't know it was treifa. Let's see the words again inside. Let's start from Amar Rav Chanina Skana Kehana. Miyama, in all my days when I saw karbonais kachay kadashim leiri ECR, I never saw a separate skin yaitzla basis reifa. The animal that was taken out to be burnt was always with its skin. Aye, sometimes it could happen that you shecht it, skin it, and only then realize it's possible because you find the treifa inside someplace. So it looks like if when you skinned it, you thought it was kosher, we don't burn the skin, it goes to the Kehana. Amar Rav Akiva, so midvarav lamadnu. From Rav Chanina's kind of Kehanim's words, we can learn shehamafshin es apchar, that a kohen who receives a pchar with a blemish, which means he can eat it as a regular meat, he doesn't have to bring it as a carbon. But let's say he skins the pchar thinking that it's kosher. Then v'nim tzitreifa. He checks out the inside, turns out it's treifa. So the meat is asur b'hano, but it must be that sheyoyosu a kohanim ba'oyrei, that the kohanim could have enough from the hide. Because when it was taken off, he still thought it was kosher. The Chachamim say, "Ein loy ra'inu ray." We have not seen is not a proof. It's not that Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim is coming and telling us, this is the halacha. If we thought the behemah is kosher when you take off the skin, it goes to the Kehanim. No, he just says, I never saw a behemah taken out to be burnt without the skin. But it could very well be that it just never happened during the times of Chanina Skana Kehanim was in the Beis HaMikdash, that they found an animal to be treifa after they skinned it. And maybe it did happen, and they taka burnt the animal separate and the skin separate, but he pink didn't see. So ein loy ra'inu ra'aya. This that I didn't see it, that doesn't prove it. Ella rather, if we find out that a carbon is possible even after it's skinned, yoytze lebeis ha'sreifa, it's taken out to the place of burning, both the meat and the skin. Zakta batanura that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by a pchar bal mum. If a mumcha, if an expert, says this is a blemish, for sure, you can give it to a kohen to eat as regular meat, and then the kohen shechts it, separates the skin, and finds out it's treif, he can keep the skin. But if a mumcha never said beferish, if an expert never said beferish, he's allowed to eat it, then the halacha is no. If he just shechted it on his own, skinned it, and finds out it's treifa, he can't keep the skin. Now, the halach is like the chachamim when it comes to a pchar tamim. Let's say we have a pchar that didn't receive a blemish. This has to be brought as a carbon. So we shecht it, skinned it, and then found out, look inside, it's treifa. So the meat is buried, and the or is burnt. Quickly chazring over our Mishnah. Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. All kachim, where a psul took place before it was skinned, the kohanim don't get the skin. If the psul took place after it was skinned, the kehanim do get the skin. Of course, when we say ul kachim, we mean kachim kadashim, because by kadashim kalim, we learned in the previous Mishnah that the bailim get the skin. Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim said, I never saw when they took a pasul of carbon to be burnt, they should take the animal and the skin separate. It was always or connected to the animal. Tanya Rav Yekiva, what happened if they shechted, skinned the carbon, and only found out later there was a problem because they had to look deep inside and see a treifa? So it must be that under those circumstances, when you skinned it thinking it was kosher, even though they found out later it was treifa, that the skin goes to the kohanim. And if that's the case by kachay kadashim, the same should be true for a pchar balmum, which I give to the kohen he can eat as regular meat. He shechts it, skins it, then finds a treifa inside. L'chayri gets to keep the skin, because at the time that he skinned it, he thought it was kosher. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say the fact that Chanina Skana Kehanim never saw skin being brought out on its own, Lebeis HaSreif, is not an ayah. Could be pink never happened during his time, that an animal was found to be treif after they skinned it, or it could be it happened and he wasn't there. He wasn't there 24-7. So rather the Chachamim say, even after you skin it, if you find out that the animal is treif, no, the skin has to be burnt. The animal and the skin go separately, Lebeis HaSreif. We said that the Batnura paskins, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by a pchar balmum when a mumcha was matirit, and the halacha is like the chachamim by a pchar tam, that means it doesn't have a blemish which has to go up as a carbon, that if they find that it's treifa after they skin it, the meat is buried and the skin is burnt.